Ask most anyone, and they'll tell you, whichever candidate in an election receives the most votes is the winner, right? Well, that's not necessarily the case in Macomb. However, no one can explain where the city came up with its rule. Public Radio's Rich Egger explains.
On election night a couple weeks ago, it appeared Western Illinois University student Steve Whalen defeated 2nd Ward Alderwoman Kay Hill by a single vote, 17-16. However, County Clerk Gretchen DeJanes quickly declared there was no winner. She said the city requires candidates to receive 50% of the vote plus one in order to win. 33 votes were cast in the 2nd Ward. 50% of that is 16.5, plus 1 equals 17.5. Neither candidate reached that threshold, so a runoff will be held in April. Here's the problem. The phrase 50% plus 1 appears nowhere in the city election code. Here is what it does say. The candidate receiving a majority of the votes cast for mayor, clerk, treasurer, alderman at large, and city alderman in each ward or wards at any general election shall be declared elected. The code does not define what is meant by majority. A browse through the Oxford American Dictionary shows majority is defined as the greater number or part. It includes several other definitions, too. None refer to it as 50% plus one. So how did that phrase come into play? DeJanes says she simply administers the election the way the city tells her to.
In my time in elections here, it has always been 50% plus one. And if the city has a different if they want me to certify it differently, they certainly need to tell me that. But it has always been a 50% plus one for the February election.
So you're saying it's their call to define majority as 50% plus one.
It is their call to define that.
At City Hall, Clerk Melanie Falk said the election has always been 50% plus one, and Attorney Kristen Petrie referred me back to DeJanes, saying it's up to her to certify the election. I also asked Mayor Mike Inman about the origin of the 50% plus one rule.
We're going to tell you that the county clerk makes those recommendations and does all the information relative to our election process. So she certified those votes and that election, and that's where that is at.
Well, now she says this is how the city has always told her to certify the Macomb election with the 50% plus one, and it's not in the city code. It says majority. It doesn't say 50% plus one. So where does that wording come from?
We're going to rely on what I just said. The county clerk certified the election, and that's where we have to stand right now.
But she says she's getting this wording from you. I mean, no. Is there a precedent? Where did 50% plus one come from?
She made the call. We're going to leave it in her hands.
It's unclear how majority came to be defined as 50% plus one if it's not spelled out in the city code. Under that rule, no one could ever win by a single vote. The Illinois State Board of Elections declined to weigh in on the matter. This election does not fall under its jurisdiction. But a representative says in the elections it does oversee, whoever gets the most votes wins, even if it's by a single vote. Meanwhile, Steve Whalen, the candidate who initially appeared to have won on election night, has not been available for comment. The result in Macomb's 2nd Ward raises one other question. How can you hold a runoff election when there were just two candidates to begin with? That's not a runoff. That's a revote. Rich Egger reporting.